What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Life. What's up, you guys? All right, so today's topic is leashes on children. Are you for or against it? All right, so before I get started, I would like to say that this episode is not to be judgmental on moms, because I know how it is with kids, and I know how much they run around, and I know how crazy it can get, especially when you have multiple kids. So no, this is not me judging you. This is me clearly giving my two cents on the topic because I found this very interesting, and I've seen people around like walking their kids on those little leashes, and yes, I've been intrigued, and I'm like, I wonder if I could do this. Like, yes, I've thought about it, because kids could be unpredictable, and sometimes they're crazy, and sometimes they run around, and sometimes you turn around and you can't even find them. So yes, sometimes I've thought about it, sometimes, but you know, my husband won't go for that, so I'm like, I pull back. But yes, I would if I could. Because kids, it only takes a second. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I remember one time I was at Walmart, and this mother was frantically looking for her child. Yes. Frantically looking for her child, because I think she was in the toy section with the child 1 second, and she turned around, and the next thing she know, like, she couldn't find the child. So she had to tell the people to call the child on a loudspeaker. Like, I never know what happened afterwards, because I left, but I could only imagine, you know, how it is. So no, not trying to judge y'all, because again, you know, it's your kids. You never know. Every kid is different, every child different, every parent is different, people parent in different styles. So no, this is not me judging, this is just me talking about it. So yes, let's talk about leashes on children. So oh my god, like, I came up with this topic because I've seen it too many times. Moms just walking their kids on leashes. And I'm always wondering, like, why are they doing it? Like, why? Until I had my own kids and they were running around, I'm like, oh, now I see. Because if you never had kids, you don't know how many times kids would, like, dart into the street. Like, seriously, they don't care. They'll just go and run in the street for no reason, and then get mad when you tell them not to go in the streets. So for those parents that have those leashes, I don't mind, but I think, like, some people are opinionated. I don't know if there's a way to say it. Is that a way to say it, y'all? I don't know. But anyways, I don't care. I'm going to say it. Anyways, some people have different, you know, opinions on this. Like, they're trying to control the child, or they should just, you know, pay more attention to the child, or teach the child not to run off. But like, it's different with children. Like, even if you pay them all the attention in the world, like I said before, it only takes 1 second for them to just wander off. It's like you have to have kids in order to understand how it is. Like, kids run around. Kids love to run. Kids love to run. And I'm kind of on both sides of the fence on that leash issue, because on one side, I think that it's helpful to those parents that have multiple kids just so they could keep track of the kids. Like, if you keep your kids on a leash, on those little leashes, you know where they are. Like, they're right by you and they can't wander off. Because the truth is, kids do wander off. Kids do. Like, little things get their attention. So, yes, I think that these parents want to keep their children safe, and that's why they probably have the leashes. And they shouldn't be judged for that. They shouldn't be judged for being concerned about their child's safety. On the other hand, like, when we were looking at those, you know, those moms that have those children on leashes, my husband was like, I would never do that, because it seems, you know, it seems like a little controlling. Like, you just want to control their every move. You don't want them to have any freedom, but they're kids. I mean, they're toddlers. Like, you can't give them much freedom because they're literally run with it. They're run with it, like, for real. So I could see the point. I could see that he doesn't want to contain the child. He doesn't want it to make it look like the child is an animal. I'm not saying that the parents that have their child on a leash is, you know, it's like they're, you know, they're leashing an animal. I'm just saying that, you know, you don't want to constrict the child off being free, of just going and wandering around without you just holding the child. I would be afraid of just, you know, choking them with the leash, especially if they're like running and trying to get away and it's getting all tangled up. I don't know how those leashes work, honestly, but that would be my main fear. But like I said before, I'm not being judgmental, and I have to say that a lot because people get so sensitive about the issue, especially when you're talking about, you know, parenting and, you know, and other kids, because everybody's different. Like, everybody don't know what, nobody knows what other moms are going through, and nobody knows another mom's struggle. So to be speaking on this and to be trying to judge, which I'm not, because believe me, I know how hard motherhood is. And I know how it is when you want to keep your kids safe. Like I said before, yes, I would do this in a heartbeat. I don't know. I would put my child on leashes. But, you know, I wouldn't feel right about it. I wouldn't feel right about it after I made that decision. I'd be like, nah, not for me. But for some parents that want to do it, I get it. You want to protect your children. You want to make sure that they're safe. You want to make sure that nothing happens to them. Because, you guys, I remember this one time my child ran into the street. Like, that was the most scariest. Like, a couple of times. I remember he darted into the street because that's where he wanted to be. That's where he wanted to be. I was even afraid for him to go to that home daycare because I was like, what if they go outside with him and he just darts into the street? Because that's what he liked to do. He likes to just run into the street and play. Now, that would be the child that I wanted to put the leash on so he won't just go run off and go into the street. See? Those leashes are like, you know, it's like safety to the parents. It's not like they want to leash their child. It's not like they're like, okay, I want to just leash my child so I can keep them right by myself. No! They just want to keep their child safe. That's the whole point of the leashes. And that is what I'm trying to say when I brought when I thought of this topic. I was like, wait a minute. It's so much debate on this. It's like, people don't get that as parents, we really want to keep our children safe. Yes, yes, there's other ways to do it. But sometimes those other ways don't work, and we have to find, you know, and we have to find a way. And if putting a leash on your child keeps them safe, do it. Do it. At the end of the day, you're the parent. You know, you're the parent. You know what's best for your kids. Every child is different. Every child's manner is different. Like my children, they run around. They run around like crazy. But I can tell you one thing. The reason why, you know, I would put the leash. But the reason why I wouldn't also is because when they go to the store with me, they're actually still. They're like, they walk right next to me. They don't wander around. They're calm. They're quiet. They don't run around in the store. I always know where they are. I don't even have to talk to them. They just know just to stand right next to me. That's how my kids are. But I can't talk for anybody else's kid. But mine, they know to just stand right next to me and not wander around. So if I had a kid, like if I had a kid that wandered around, that just runs around crazy, that, you know, that I was afraid when I went to the store with them, they would just run off. Yes, I would put the leash. I would, because it's a safety reason. Like, it tells me that my child is not going to get lost, because children do get lost. Yes, children get lost. So why not have a leash on them so we could keep them safe? Why not? And I'm wondering, why are so many people judging that? You know, why are so many people talking about it? Why does it have a negative connotation to it? Yes, it seems like it's, you know, like you're walking an animal. Yes, it looks like that. But at the end of the day, it's a safety thing. Like, being a mother myself, I understand why these parents chose to put their kids on a leash. I do. I understand why. Especially having three boys. Yes, I do understand. Kids run around like crazy. Kids don't sit still. And that's the only reason. And that's the only way they could keep their kids still. So why not? Why not? And why do we always have to judge each other? Like, if you don't like it, you know, that's fine. If you don't like it, that's fine. But at the end of the day, the parents are going to do whatever makes them feel comfortable. They're going to do whatever is best for the children. They're going to do whatever it takes to keep the child safe. And if it's putting the leash on the child, why not? You know, why not? At the end of the day, they're going to have the child. The child's not going to run off. The child's not going to get kidnapped. Baby, that is the safest way for the child not to get kidnapped. Because if the kidnapper sees a leash on the child and a mom is holding that leash, that means you can't just take the child. But I've read some debate online that says that bad guys have scissors that you cut the leash. Like, how likely is that? How likely can someone just come up to you with a pair of scissors, cut the leash, and you being a mom not seeing it? I don't know. Some people say you should pay more attention to your children. That's true. Because in some situations... Yes, okay. So, back to the leash thing. Yes, okay. I would use a leash, yes. But like I said before, my kids will come. But for the parents that use a leash, I get it. But for those that says, okay, my child's gonna run off if I don't use it, well, you know, it happens, especially in big, you know, in shops and stuff. But there are some situations where I'm at the park and I've seen children just playing and their parents just on their phone. Not my business, not being judgmental, but I'm just saying that. I don't know. That had nothing to do with the leash thing. I was just concerned that parents were on their phones while kids were playing at the park. That was like off topic. I don't know why I went off like that. But yeah, that was off topic. But as I was saying about the whole leash thing, I don't see what the big deal is. I really don't. So to answer my question, would you put your child on a leash? For me, it's a no for me, y'all. It's a no for me. Only because, you know, my kids don't run around crazy like that. And plus, my husband would not have any of that. Because he's not for leashes. He's not. Because I remember long ago when we saw these parents walking their kids on leashes before we even had kids, he was like, you know what? If I had a child, I would never do that. I would never put them on a leash. And yeah, he's not about that. So tell me, y'all, if you guys have my Instagram, let me know if you are for leashes or not. For leashes, and tell me why. Or if, since Anchor teamed up with Spotify, if the question thingy pop up, because you know I didn't really generate any questions because I don't know how to do that yet. But if you see a question pop up underneath my podcast, just be sure to answer that. Are you for leashes or not? Okay, are you or not? So like I said before, I'm not, but I do see a point in it. I do see why some parents do it. And if this episode seemed like I was rambling about leashes and I was just rambling on, it's because I love to talk. And I just remember. And my whole point in this was to tell y'all about leashes and why it's no big deal. Like, seriously, I don't see it as a big deal. And, you know, I don't think parents should be judged for it. Because, like I've said before, and like I've said throughout this episode, they just want to keep their kids safe. And yeah, that's what I think about it. That's what I think about the issue, y'all. That's what I think about leashes. So, yeah, I think that it's, yes, it is. It's a safety thing. It is. I think it's a safety thing. Like, I don't think it's anything bad. I just think that they just want to keep their kids safe. So, yes, that's what I think. Whew. Well, on that note, let's drum it up. Hey, okay, drums. All right. So, like I've stated before, at the end of the day, it's your child. So, you could do whatever you want. Who cares what people think? Who cares what they think about leashes? At the end of the day, that's you. That's you. But to those parents who choose to use leashes, please be careful. Don't just hold the child on the leash and, you know, be on your phone. Because you never know what could happen. They might get tangled up in those leashes because, you know, they're ropes. So children are, they could get tangled up. And, you know, that's dangerous. So if you choose to do it, be careful. Pay attention also. And, you know, one thing people say about parents that use leashes is that it's lazy parenting. It's lazy parenting, which is a very negative thing to say because I don't think it's lazy to want to protect your child, especially from harm. Because those parents that use leashes, that's probably what they're doing. Like, if you don't have a child, I don't think you can understand how it is. I don't think you can understand how kids stay still for 1 second, and then the next, they're just running around super fast speed. You guys, okay, so before I leave y'all, I'm going to leave y'all with this story. So, I was at soccer with all of my kids, with all three of them. So, my two-year-old, and he's three now. So, he's running around. So, he was playing on the playground, right? So, the next thing I know, he's, like, darting across the field, like, running really fast. And I looked and I saw him just running, and I put all my stuff down and I sprinted after him. You guys, little kids can run fast. I literally had to throw everything on the floor and just run after him because I didn't know where he was running to. So yes, kids run and they run fast. Okay, trust me. I had to sprint after the kid. I had to sprint after him. This to say this. If I had a leash, that would have never happened. But then again, I wouldn't have a leash. But I'm just saying that before you speak on it, like, think about it. Children run. Children get lost. Children get kidnapped. So if a parent wants to put a leash on a child, why not? Why not? Why not? I mean, why are we being so judgmental? Why do we like to judge parents? Why do we like to judge them if we don't know the situation? Why do we like to judge them if we don't know what they're going through? Why do we like to judge them if we don't know what their kids are like? Like, every kid is different. So, this to say this. My stand on leashes, I would. But then again, I wouldn't. Like, I'm on the fence with it. So, to say that parents are being judged for it is ridiculous. Because sometimes all we want to do is protect our kids. So, that's why I wanted to talk about it. Just so I could, you know, let you guys know that it's not that bad. It's not, like, it's not as bad as people, you know, see it as. Because I know it's seen in a negative light. Because, yes, it's leashes. And I know dogs wear leashes. And when people look at the kids wearing leashes, they're like, oh, my God, you have your kid on a leash now? Oh, wow. But kids run. Kids get kidnapped. Things happen. And parents are just being cautious. And they're trying to protect their children by any means necessary. So why judge them? So yes, that's my 2 cents on leashes. And with that, I am out. It's story time. Are you ready for this? All right. So the other day, we went to buy shoes for the kids. So we went like right across from Chili's. And so my 8-year-old saw Chili's and then he was like, I wonder why they call it Chili's. All right, so he answered his own question. I don't know why kids do that, but he answered his own question. And he was like, well, they probably call it Chili's
because it's spicy. And then he was acting like it was some sort of a joke. He was like, get it? Chili's spicy? I was like, okay. Time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. All right, so my inspirational quote for today is, I came to parenting the way most of us do, knowing nothing and trying to learn everything.
Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at MamaLifePlus3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.